Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of this podcast. It's your girl Kayla, and I am so excited because this is the last podcast of 2018. Like this is crazy. Like 2018, I feel like I blinked and it's literally like over. Like it's almost over. Tomorrow is the last day of 2018, and I can't believe it. So many good things God has done in my life this year and in my friends' lives and just so many people that I love and support. Like, I'm so happy. This year was one of the biggest things that stuck out to me is that my best friend got married and I had the honor to be her maid of honor. And, well, honored to be your maid of honor. Wow. I did not plan to sound that corny, but it just came out like that. It was so amazing to be a maid of honor. If you've never been a maid of honor, there's a lot that goes into a wedding that I didn't even think was part of it. Like, the tiniest of details. It is definitely a great experience. It's a lot to take in, but I couldn't have been more happier and just so blessed to have been by my best friend. Shout out to Elena. I absolutely love you, and I'm so happy that you chose me of all people to be your maid of honor. That was a great thing that happened in 2018. A lot of spiritual growth this year. 2018 has been like just so many blessings, you guys, and a lot of it was just internally. A lot of it was recognizing who I am in Christ, because I feel like 2018, I was challenged in specific areas. And one of them being was who I identify myself with. And I'm choosing to proclaim that I identify myself with God and it's all in Him. I identify myself completely in Him. And the first time I heard that quote was by Taya Smith. She is, those of you that don't know Hillsong, they're an amazing global international ministry that, oh my gosh, they love people, they love God, they love worship, but she is one of the head worship leaders. And when I first seen that, I was like, that's amazing. Like, that quote wraps up what I have grown in this year and what I'm so happy about. Just so many amazing things. Another thing that happened is that this year, God knew what I needed before a very busy and diligent season. So before I started my fall semester of this year, I had a 3-week vacation with my family. We went to Florida. It was just such a great time to be refreshed. I took almost a 3-week break off of social media, and I love social media. I believe in my heart that it is a platform for me to promote positivity and voice my love for God, to inspire others, to uplift others, to empower women. We need that. We need sisters to join alongside each other and encourage each other and say, your story has inspired me. Keep posting about all that God is doing in your life, instead of, I guess, comparing ourselves to how many likes she got or how many followers. Or, you know, this doesn't just happen for girls, but it happens with guys too. There's always this competition of, you know, who has the best muscles or who has, you know, it just like both, it's a two-way street. Both things affect everybody. So I want to make a disclaimer. No, women, we're not the only ones going through this. Guys do too, so we need to be a little more compassionate in this area. But I took a break from social media, and I just felt so refreshed. I really got to spend time with my family, and God gave me a lot of clarity in that time. Before I left Florida, I started applying for different jobs because I knew that this fall semester I needed another job to help me just with certain things, financial obligations. But it was a big blessing. When I got back from Florida, like I think a week later, I got a new job. Well, I still have Boys and Girls Club, but I have another job that I have on the weekends. So that was a big blessing because I got to expand my love for people in a deeper way. And I work with the elderly at a nursing home, and it's such a blessing, you guys. I want you to know that the older generation consists of people that are often forgotten about, and it breaks my heart every time, because there's residents that I have that no one visits them, that they literally have nobody to love them, to smile at them. It's just, if you have a relative in a nursing home, please visit them. If, you know, you feel in your heart that you want to visit a nursing home just to talk to residents, I highly encourage that. It has definitely had its ups and downs, but I wouldn't trade it for anything, especially for the season that I have just ended off with. Another great thing that happened this year in early 2018, I know that I'm going backwards, is that I got my associate's degree. So that was a great thing that happened in 2018. The beginning of this year, this year was definitely a diligent year. A lot of great things that have happened. And just so many blessings, so many great opportunities, things that have come up that I'm just like, wow, like, God, like, this is amazing. I got into Cleveland State University. I will be starting there in January, so it's coming up pretty quick. I say all this to say, I know that was an earful, but I hope you guys are still sticking around. Take time to evaluate your year. Reflect on what God has done for you this year. So as we're approaching 2019, you are able to say, you know what? Through the good, the bad, the ugly, God has brought me through it all. He has held my hand through every process. And maybe you're evaluating your year and saying, you know what? I need to spend more time with God. I need to make him my priority because in 2018, I didn't do that. Or, you know, maybe you did really grow in your walk with God, but there's other areas in your life that you want to continue to evolve and you want to grow in. And as we look on to 2019, it is so important to set goals for yourself. And goals are so important because they give you clear direction of how you should approach your walk with God and how you can add new things to it. And, you know, our time with God shouldn't be the same thing all the time. We should be discovering more of who he is. So I'm so excited for 2019. I have definitely made some goals for myself, and one of them is being fearless. I'm trying to approach this new year with eyes wide open. I think that is something that is so personal for me, because although I can be very outgoing and very, I guess, passionate about what I believe in, what I do, and driven, there's times where I really don't like change. I like familiarity. I like being comfortable. And so when God challenges me to do something different, I kind of get nervous and I try to ask too many questions, and then it makes room for doubt. And an amazing story that I was reminded by my worship leader today, another shout out to Rosie. Rosie, thank you for sharing this word that God has put on your heart today at Sunday worship. Oh my gosh. But she was talking about how as followers in Christ, we need to get out of the boat and jump into the arms of Christ. Jump in, be all in. And it takes me to Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. And it's when Jesus and Peter had their pivotal moment. And I just want to go through it, starting off with verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." If that doesn't give you a wow, I don't know what does, you guys. I love when Jesus is so personable and so just, I don't know, like, God knows us, our individual weaknesses and our individual strengths. And he knows when we're going to falter, when we have our moments. And that's why I love that Jesus says, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." And how reassuring he is after, you know, after Jesus said, "Don't be afraid," Peter said, "Lord, if it's you," he's still like, you know, like wondering, like, is this really God? I'm doubting. And God answers him, "Come, Peter." He knows that Peter's a little stubborn and he definitely has his own quirks or whatever, but although we look so much on the negatives of Peter, at least he had the courage to come out of the boat and activate faith. And this 2019, I want us to activate our faith and have eyes wide open. Not so much on everything going around, but on the one that can carry us all. Because when we focus on things other than Jesus and don't have our eyes wide open on him, but more on what seems to be going on, we get like Peter, where we see the wind, we begin to be afraid. And instead of looking at our Savior, we look at our, you know, current circumstances. Whether it's financial things, like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, or, you know, I just lost my job, or my husband just lost his job, or, you know, I feel like I'm praying all the time, but God's not hearing me. I say this with all sincerity in my heart, but where has your focus been? Has your eyes been focused on the wind, like Peter, the surrounding things that seem to be going wrong? Or are you looking solely on Jesus and the promises he has for you? Because we look at this story and we see that immediately, it says, verse 31, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" If God is in front of us the whole time and he knows everything in our lives, he has our path lined out for us, why are we going to be afraid and why are we going to have little faith? We need to have eyes wide open on who God is and what he has done for us. That's why it's so important to evaluate this year. Maybe it hasn't been the best year for you, but think of how much you have conquered. Think of what God has brought you through that you didn't think you could endure before, and seeing how much you have become a stronger woman or a stronger man of God. And take this opportunity to ask God for clarity. Take this opportunity to ask God, what do you want to do in my heart in 2019 where I can grow, where I can fall more in love with you with eyes wide open? I believe that is the word for 2019. Eyes wide open on who God is, not your current circumstances. So I say this with all the love in my heart, all the support, all the compassion and tenderness inside of me. Seek God, live with eyes wide open. There is more. Ephesians 3:20. God is willing to go abundantly over and beyond what we could ever ask or imagine. There is more to who God is than what we study. I think so many times we limit God, and we get so caught up in how he's disappointed us that we fail to see the accomplishments that we have had this past year or years ago. Now, I know I said, I quoted a scripture. It wasn't Ephesians 3:20. I was quoting, I don't know. I think I got them mixed up, but I want to fix myself and line up Ephesians 3:20. Now on to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. I might have said it in a different version, but I just wanted to make sure. I always want you guys to know that my podcast is biblically sound. So if I ever make a mistake, please send me a message saying, Kayla, you might want to fix this. I'm not perfect. So just know that I am trying to be all that God's called me to be, but I will have my little mistakes. Before I conclude this podcast, this episode, I want to let you guys know that on the Anchor app, there is a special feature when you go to tools. It's, a voice message, so you can send me questions, any suggestions about topics that you want me to talk about in the new year. I would appreciate that so much. I love you guys. Remember, live eyes wide open. There is more than what you could ever ask or imagine in 2019. Do not limit God. Do not limit yourself. And I love you all, and God be with you. Let's live 2019 with expectancy that God will do some great things, that we're gonna have some great surprises, that God is so good. Like, what more could we not be excited about? Like, it's only gonna go up, guys. So I know that's an earful, but I hope that God has spoken to you through this message, and I love you all, and have a blessed night. Make sure you share this with your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever you encounter that you think would be encouraged by this message. Oh my gosh, it's deeply appreciated. All right, guys, be blessed. Bye.